I am Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando. And this is
Cinema Classics. And speaking of Cinema Classics, this is a two-part show.
Yes. John.
We started talking about Entertainment Weekly's Best Of issue, where they did Best Of music. Top 100 of nearly everything.
Right, right.
But obviously the movies caught our attention, and we went through the list, but we started talking about going to the back of the list, where most people I think lose total interest
somewhere around 50.
They're like, they probably don't even think they've heard of anything after 50. But let's start at the back here. Let's start at 100.
Yeah, and
I did. Sweet Smell of Success is one of the greatest films ever made. I would put it further up there, maybe in the top 50 somewhere.
Paul Thomas Anderson's There Will Be Blood is 99.
It was surprising considering how much it's grown in people's estimation.
That's 6 years ago. Daniel Day-Lewis playing this outsized character, oil baron. There's something very intimate.
So it's a small character movie told in an epic fashion.
Excellent.
95.
Another
Rushmore.
Anderson.
Oh, Rushmore. All right. Wes Anderson.
Yes, I know.
That is so great.
It is.
Wes Anderson is one of the most distinctive filmmakers in recent years.
And he loves quirky characters, almost responsible for bringing out Bill Murray. Now, Christopher Nolan is one of your favorite directors.
Yeah, I mean, any movie geek loves Christopher Nolan.
And so number 88 is Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder where Memento falls on that list, if at all.
Isn't that funny? I'm not sure it is.
Yeah.
And I would have even put Dark Knight a little bit earlier because I think it's that good.
Wow,
would you? Yeah. And largely because I think there are performances and there are ideas in that essentially comic book story.
Right.
But going across the pond, favorable to both you and me, La Dolce Vita.
Oh, that's a beautiful movie. You can get lost in that movie the way that Mastroianni gets lost in Rome.
He is totally that sophisticate in Rome. Good transition piece for the Italian cinema. Fellini brings out the fantasy, and I think it's never been the same since.
Right, you're right.
Somebody that we really admire named Chris Hamill.
Yeah, oh, that guy.
Yeah, as if Chris had sent in his vote, number 76 is Lawrence of Arabia.
I think Chris would probably puke in his mouth a little to know that Lawrence of Arabia was relegated to post 75 numbers.
Right. Wow. What is it? Is it the widescreen?
It's everything.
The cinematography?
Man. It's epic storytelling that doesn't get told these days because it's so expensive. You know, there are no computer effects. The armies were real people.
Goodfellas, number 68.
Goodfellas, it's hard to estimate how influential that movie was. A lot of filmmakers stole from Goodfellas for the better part of the next decade.
Actors who lived off of that, like Ray Liotta, who has played a gangster ever since.
But who never fulfilled his promise movie. It is a great... That movie gets inside of the gangster's head in a way that they never did before, you know?
And who would have thought? Joe Pesci.
Right.
What a great role.
Look, if The Godfather is the Lawrence of Arabia of gangster movies, Goodfellas is the sort of interior version of that. It's the getting inside the mind of a gangster.
I was heavily influenced by Last Tango in Paris because at that time it was a banned movie in some, certainly for a Catholic boy.
Okay, yeah, well, that explains everything.
Number 65.
That might be right.
It feels right, doesn't it?
It feels right, that one.
57, Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, man,
I know.
Wow. The only movie rated X to ever win Oscar.
Woo, thank you. One that affected me, still affects me, and I wonder if Vincent would be affected by this. Number 55, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
The 1931 version.
Yes, I took Vincent to see that Ohio Theater a couple of years ago, and he loved it. In fact, he felt the same way about the creature as he did about Godzilla. You know, he hated that they both died at the end of their respective films.
That's so sweet. Just hitting 50.
Okay.
Somewhere in the middle. Final one for us now. This is our cutoff. But I'm going to 49 because I think it represents the best.
It's so typical of you to lay out these parameters and then, flout them.
Number 49 is Goldfinger.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great.
Now, doesn't that combine a whole bunch of good time movie making with unforgettable characterization in the part of Sean Connery?
Right. Yeah.
And bad guy.
You know, my kid, my second kid, his middle name is Connery.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.